Joined here by head coach Damon Collins over at Princeton High School. Competition really ramped up for Princeton here since we talked last. Gallatin Friday night, Green City on Monday night. Both on the road. They were both tough ones for the Tigers. Tigers did get a victory a week ago, Tuesday, over the Trenton Bulldogs, 74-47. Kind of just sense of disappointment in your voice and kind of asking you about both games, particularly Green City, coach. You just ran into a couple of buzzsaws in the road, and it just wasn't a good night for the Tigers in either place, was it?
No, both teams kind of came out and played well, and we didn't have much of an answer.
How much of that, because, you know, certainly we know that you have a talented team. I've seen that you have a talented team. How much, when you play teams that are at the level of Gallatin and Green City, do the boys just kind of, you know, need to tell themselves, we can play with these teams, and, you know, it's time that we kind of break through that ceiling and do it? Is that kind of where your program is right now?
I think that was definitely a factor with Gallatin. I think we came out a little timid and, you know, weren't sure if we could fully play with them, and, you know, they kind of smelt that and then pounced on us and, you know, never looked back.
Was there, you know, obviously one game was on Friday, then you come right back after a short weekend and you play at Green City. Was there a little bit of a hangover, do you feel like, at Green City from that Gallatin loss?
Yeah, I think, you know, the start wasn't as bad, but then, you know, we kind of, you know, could sense the same thing happening again. And then I thought that we didn't compete the best then, you know, kind of gave up a little bit, which is not, you know, the true character of our team. And so we were looking to really get to bounce back at Holiday Hoops before it got canceled.
I can't remember what the score was after one quarter, but I think it was like 32-9 or something like that. I mean, Gallatin jumped on you fast in that ball game. I know that I kind of have trouble answering this question, and folks ask me about Gallatin. Is Gallatin's greatest strength the combination of Bird and Fiden at kind of that 1A and 1A option offensively, or the fact that they can really come at you about eight or nine deep?
I think it's more the depth factor, and then they just can keep bringing guys at you defensively. I mean, obviously, Bird, you know, linked up there at the front of their press, but just all the other guys are relentless as well. And even when you know, get to the half court, they're still, you know, they're pressuring the whole time.
What is, you know, from your vantage point, we can sit there and talk about how good Gallatin is and how good Green City is. We know they're both really good programs this year. From your vantage point, coach, just the X's and O's and trying to play to your level of basketball, what are the lessons that you hope that the guys take out of both games?
I think, you know, number one, that you got to believe that you can compete with the team and come out and compete every game. And then just we got to, you know, work on getting more pressure on ourselves in practice and get more prepared for seeing that game.
How big of a challenge now is you were expecting to play a good Southeast team tomorrow tonight at Holiday Hoops. Obviously, that didn't happen because of the weather. And by the way, for those that are just tuning in now, the games tomorrow, announced about 1 o'clock, games tomorrow at Holiday Hoops are off. Not ideal. You wanted that game against Southeast to kind of, you know, keep yourself sharp over break, but how do you turn this now long break into a positive getting ready for 2023?
I think we had some few days, a couple of days of good practice after the Green City game, and, you know, we're getting ourselves back on track. And then, you know, I think having a little bit of time off, you know, get some a few, I'm sure as long as a lot of other teams, you know, a few guys banged up, get them back to healthy, and, you know, have a little short break to get our minds right and be back to work to prepare for the next second half of the season.
There was going to be, I know it was a game we're planning on broadcasting, Gallatin Green City was supposed to be played at the Ketchum Center tomorrow. Obviously, that's not going to happen. I know there's probably interest on both sides. I would imagine that they might be able to play that in 2023 by getting together. You played them both, coach. How good is the matchup between Gallatin and Green City?
I think it, you know, definitely be a good one. I think just, you know, right from looking at it, I think, you know, Gallatin has the size advantage, but, you know, Green City definitely can keep up with them speed-wise.
So you go to Milan on Tuesday. You know, Milan's an interesting ball team. Yeah, when I kind of look at Milan, you kind of look at it and say, yeah, I think they fly around a little bit. I think they have like a 1A or 1B score, but I don't know if they have a guy that can score at the level of Bird and Fiden. But at the end of the day, even though they had an ugly loss at Atlanta Tuesday night, they're a 7-2 basketball team that you got to prove that you can beat on their floor. So you figure that game on Tuesday the 3rd is going to be a challenge.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, the Atlanta game, Atlanta's a good team. They had a win against Green City as well. And as you said, Milan's going to, you know, probably come out and try to make some things happen on the defensive end to help to get some things going offensively for them. We'll have to come out and handle the pressure.
There's been kind of, you know, a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde aspect to your team, and obviously the teams that you've lost to. You know, you take nothing away from Platte Valley and Gallatin and Green City. Those are teams that have the potential to play all the way to the Final Four going down to Springfield in March. But when you look at kind of the aspect of you come out and you look real good or you struggle a lot, has that frustrated the guys that they're trying to find that rhythm and that consistency that just is kind of eluding them right now?
Yeah, I think it hasn't really hit them too hard. I think, you know, as I say, we've had several good games and just kind of got smacked by these really good teams. But at the same time, you know, no matter the score, it's still only, you know, one loss on the win-loss column. So, you know, I don't think it affects them too bad. And I think, you know, they're ready to get back at it and get some more games under the way.
Yeah, when you look at your team offensively, Coach, especially as you just look at 2023 as kind of a two-week or rather a two-month sprint to districts, what are kind of the goals that the Tigers have set at this point? You kind of have, you know, you've kind of established where you're at, where you'd like to be. What sort of goals or things would you like to see the team accomplish here in January and into early February?
Obviously, from the last couple of years, we're trying to turn around and finish in the top half of the conference. Which you know, sitting at 1-1 right now, it's you know, pretty early to tell. There's still a lot to be made on the conference side, and just you know, trying to put ourselves in a good situation going down the end to going into the district tournament.
I think it's really clear to me too, and I think certainly going into conference play a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this, but it really does look this way. Yeah, I think there are specific games that if you look at one team against another, you know, the team that's the underdog winning would be a pretty big upset. But when you look at your team, the Princeton Tigers, I could see it beating anybody on your schedule GRC-wise, and I could see it going the other way. Yeah, and it's not very often that you can say that. You get the same sense that you're just kind of, you know, kind of right there in that 3 or 4 position, but it kind of depends on how the guys play and conference play the next 5-6 weeks.
I think definitely, you know, 1 or 2 games can make a big difference in the standings as well. And as you said, I mean, we could, you know, fit anywhere in that mix, and you know, could come down to you know, those couple key games.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, just kind of looking at the games, and just kind of had that thought cross my mind where you're at Milan, then you got South Harrison at home, you got Putnam County at home, then you make that long road trip down to Polo, Maysville on the road, then on the 31st of January, and in between those. South Harrison Tournament, Gilman City Tournament, all coming up in January. Coach, wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll catch up with you again as you get ready for that road trip to Milan on the 3rd. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.